podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. She was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if a favorite toy just happened to be half-naked muscular men? Welcome, everybody, to the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. All right, here we are once again. And this time, we're gonna discuss the new Avengers movie, Avengers 3 Infinity War. And I'm gonna warn you right now. First off, we're not gonna do spoilers. That's the warning. So if you're looking for spoilers, you're gonna have to fast forward a little bit. We're gonna do a little bit of a section without spoilers. And then, we're going to go into spoiler territory, and I'm also going to give you a warning again. If you guys have listened to our other shows, especially our movie shows, especially when they're Marvel shows that we are reviewing, we tend to be quite positive. This might be a boring one, because I don't know what the heck I'm going to rag on for this movie. So, but
strong female characters.
I'm trying to find some. But that's a good point. I'll be thinking about that in the next few minutes.
Good.
But, as always, these episodes we tend to hand over to the movie man himself, Travis Bowles. It's the only way we can get him to contribute, is to put him in charge of something. So, Travis, take this episode away.
What qualifies me as the movie man?
Because you always kind of host the movie episodes. That's it.
Oh, okay.
You run the format.
Okay, I was going to say, I hope it's not knowledge or...
Not because you usually don't really care.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with you. You can see why
someone. Yes,
you can see why someone would.
I didn't really know what I was bringing to the table here.
Neither do we.
Well, it's great. It's great being on the podcast. Thanks for having me. Did we happen to introduce our guest?
We did not. It's your episode. It's your show. Go ahead.
Well, obviously we got Steve and Pete, and we are graced with Vernetta's presence during this episode, and we are thankful to have you, Vernetta.
You know, I like doing the Marvel reviews.
And we love having your opinion on this stuff. We wish we'd get you on a little bit more, but it, of course, it kind of depends.
I think your cat is trying to molest Vernetta.
I was going to ask if you can hear the purring in the
I'm not wearing, I can't hear anything because okay. I don't have headphones this time. But it's possible that could be coming over.
You want her out of here, Steve?
I don't know. It looks painful to me, but that would be up for Vernetta to let
us
know.
Yeah, she's a big girl.
I'm okay.
You want to hold her? You want to hold her, Steve?
No, I hate that cat.
All right. So Phoenix is also joining us. Thanks for joining us, Phoenix. As we discuss this topic, I'm going to tell you right now, we are spoiler-free right now, and when we hit the spoiler mark, we will let you guys know. Avengers is a culmination of 10 years of movies, starting with Iron Man 1, which is interesting because I think it actually started... Did it start with the Hulk? Incredible Hulk didn't start with Iron Man.
Technically, the Edward Norton Hulk is canon, correct?
Yes.
Yeah,
but so, they don't really use it, but...
Right.
But I believe Iron Man 1 is the first.
Is the first? Okay. So, 10 years up to this movie, and I'll tell you...
18 movies total, correct?
Wow, I don't know that number.
I believe it's 18. I believe Infinity War was the 19th movie in the canon Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Really?
Yep.
So, what other film project out there has that many... Not say that many, but what's a high number for
a
film?
The one I think of right away would be James Bond. There's a lot of James Bond movies.
Oh, yeah.
It is, but they don't build upon each other to get to one climax. Yeah,
true.
It's not an interweaving story. No. It's just a brand that has a lot of
Star Wars has got to be in that realm.
Yep. Yeah, especially with Disney.
Content,
yep, especially with Disney buying.
A ton of content, but still, realistically, there's only, right now, there's...
Seven?
Eight.
Eight, okay.
And then Rogue One, and if you count Solo, that's coming out very soon. So what is that, eight, ten? Okay. And then I guess, if you want to go out on a limb, the Clone Wars movie came to the animated version. So 11 at the most, if you count every time they've went to the theater.
Harry Potter has seven.
Seven, movies, yep.
You know? And then plus Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is a prequel.
Oh, yeah,
there's another one of those coming out. Yeah. I would say...
How about Friday the 13th?
Yeah. And Halloween is going to be up there as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Rocky. You know, there's 27 Rocky movies, I think.
So, and then, are you counting Creed?
I'm counting the newest one coming out this fall. Sylvester Stallone returns, biggest fight of his life, prostate cancer. So it's going to be interesting.
Hobby Lobby in the house. Chris Middlecam just walked in the door.
I think realistically, yes, there are movie series, there are projects, there are universes that are doing what is Marvel is doing, but not to the extent. I mean, if you look at Harry Potter, yes, Harry Potter is the same character seven movies over. You've got three Iron Man, you've got three Captain Americas, you've got one Hulk, you've got three Thors, you know, I mean, you've got, you know, Ant-Man, you've got, Black Panther, and every single one of these is building towards the same thing. It's the same final result, but it's not like Harry Potter had three movies, and it's not like Hermione had two movies, and that it's Marvel is the only one that is doing it this way. And if you look at the reason they're successful, 10 out of the nine of the top 10 largest grossing opening weekend movies ever are Disney. One's Disney, the rest are Marvel, and they're just killing it.
Yeah.
And they've got the recipe down. They know how to make the cake we like to eat, and they're going to keep feeding it to us. And other people haven't caught on yet. I mean, DC's trying, but you know,
not hard enough,
not even close.
I don't even think they're trying. They're saying they're trying, but they're really right, not trying.
They're not trying. No. Yeah. So what I want to do is
we're spoiler-free right now, Chris, just so you know.
Yep, spoiler-free for sure. One thing I want to do, which I think this kind of be interesting, we've never really done this, but I want to give our listeners just a little bit of a background as far as, so you personally, where you got on this Marvel Avengers train. And I'll go first because I'm springing this on everybody at the table. But so me personally, I've been reading comic books since I was probably 8 or 9 years old. I'm 40, so we're talking 31, 32 years, something along those lines. I've always been interested in these characters, but what's very interesting, I was much more into Thanos as a 15, 16 year old, I think, and I'm not sure on that date, then I probably was Captain America. And that's because back then I didn't really think the Captain America books were good. Yeah, I didn't enjoy them that much. Infinity War came out. I'm sorry, Infinity Gauntlet. That book was amazing for me. It took all these characters and they'd done this before already with Secret Wars and things, but I just loved it. I loved the scale of it. So as a 30-year-old, and probably actually 25 is when you really start hearing that they're going to make Iron Man and these kind of things. I mean, I was like a kid in a candy store, and at that time, the comics had really started to kick up, and they had really good writers and artists, and Marvel was doing some great things. So I had all of a sudden, where I would never have bought an Avengers book in the past, I was buying, and this was right about Disassembled time, but I was in. So as these movies have come out, it's just been, for me, just this, it's like a euphoria. Like, I feel like a little kid who just, man, they're just giving me everything I want, and I love it. Steven.
Well, I first got introduced to Marvel characters. I mean, I always knew, of course, Spider-Man is part of pop culture. You knew who that was. You knew who the Hulk was, and stuff like that. But I believe it was middle school that they had those Marvel cards that you could, the trading cards, And I got hooked on those. I remember the Hildebrandts did some of those paintings on the cards. And
Marvel Masterpiece.
Yeah, yeah. And so I was collecting them, and I collected the whole set. It's the only kind of trading card, you know, baseball card style thing I ever got. That I collected every single card in the whole thing. I had them in a photo album. And I read the backs of those, and I would get the history on all these crazy characters. And I really just found that interesting. And then I think it was Hobby Lobby, Chris, who kind of introduced me to McFarlane's Spider-Man. And so then I kind of got interested in that, mostly because of the art. You know, I was trying to draw all the time, and McFarlane would always get him in these crazy poses, and it was always a lot of fun to redraw and try to duplicate that kind of style. And then, of course, that's where my love for Venom comes from, and never was an X-Men guy. And then fast-forwarding through the years, I got into Spawn because of McFarlane, and then the X-Men movies came out. And I loved those. Those were great. And at least I loved the first couple. And then I started to kind of get burned out of them. So when Iron Man came out, I remember seeing the trailer and thinking, wow, that really looks cool. They got that drug guy that can't stay out of trouble playing Iron Man from Ally McBeal or whatever. And I don't know how that's going to go. But I didn't go to the theater to see Iron Man.
Wow.
But when I bought my first Blu-ray player, I bought a movie to go with my Blu-ray player, and it was Iron Man, and I watched that on my new 1080p TV. I was all pumped.
36 inches.
Yeah, it was actually my first. Well, it was 40. It was a 42. It was my first one.
Steve's and, shoulders.
I could barely fit it through the door.
Yeah. Steve's shoulders were wider.
So, and then from then on, it was love. From that first Iron Man, you know, and I really did like, the Ed Norton Hulk, and I just kept going. So when I met you guys, I was totally caught up and on track with you.
Chris. Now, real quick, before I want to bring up those cards. You know, one of the things I loved about those cards, and it wasn't the Marvel Masterworks ones, but the ones probably right before it, they had the power grids on the back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are the ones.
Holy shit. I love that. So it would have
the strength, speed, all that.
It was just so cool.
They carried those over into the Marvel encyclopedias.
Yes.
When you go through those and you look at the different characters, you read their bio and it shows you that stuff. It lists their powers. It's really neat.
Yeah. That's where I realized how strong Spider-Man is.
Yeah.
You look at his stature, like, holy, this dude's strong. Yes. Holy cow.
Yes.
I'm going to talk about that later, too.
I was never really into Avengers comics, though. Thor never did anything for me. I didn't even like Incredible Hulk. But like as far as like movies go, I was in with Ang Lee Hulk. I was like, give me more movies.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love that movie, too.
Is that the Eric Bana one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never watched the Hulk movies.
Well, I'll tell you, the Ang Lee one does not hold up.
I don't remember it at all.
Yeah.
That was the first one where they had like the picture-in-picture type of thing.
Yeah.
I didn't watch
the comic book panel style, right?
Yeah,
it was neat.
It was innovative,
yeah.
You know, but...
But, you know, I liked Eric Bana as the Hulk, except for, as Edward Norton, except for, that dude is hot. I mean, and I'm not saying that...
Eric Bana?
I think Eric Bana's hot.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, really?
He looked really cool in...
Troy. Yeah.
But he looked cool in a warrior kind of ugly kind of way.
Black Hawk Down?
I don't remember him being in that.
Yeah.
Wasn't Black Hawk Down Owen Wilson?
No. That's a
different one. That was Behind Enemy Lines. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of hot, Owen Wilson, that crooked nose just does it for me. So.
He's had a lot of people sitting on his face. That's why it looks like that.
I'd sit on his face.
Peter.
Truth be told, I wasn't into any of it, and it wasn't because I didn't like it. It wasn't my thing. 2012 was the first movie I saw in the theaters. That was The Avengers with you guys. Leading up to that, I watched some movies, did a little bit of research
to get ready,
to kind of prepare. But no, I mean, this podcast, this whole nerd bullshit stuff that we're doing was really kind of the kickoff for me, you know, hanging out with you guys. And since then, I have not I've missed one opening Marvel premiere since 2012, and that was the first Guardians. I couldn't make it with you guys, but other than that, I've seen every one of them opening night. So, It definitely doesn't take long to hook you. And it's, I mean, okay, you freaking start on the Avengers. I mean, how do you not get hooked if that's your first one, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But like I said, every other one we've seen in the theaters, and I've gone back and I've watched all of them. Doing a little research, it appears to be that number that I talked about earlier. Punisher Warzone is reflected in that.
Oh.
So, but all the other ones, you know, all the other movies mm-hmm. are, it's, you know, running from 2008 Iron Man all the way through, they're all, like I said, they're all ones we've gone and seen in the theater together.
Yeah.
And some of them more than once, you yeah. know, so, but.
Vernetta, how about you?
Like I said, I started off with comic books, left them alone, but there was not a superhero movie that came out that I did not watch. I've always watched all, I mean, DC and Marvel, yeah. You know.
You've just always been a fan.
Always been a fan. Love the Batman movies, except the one with Mr. Freeze in there. I just could not.
That's the best one. Hands down, that is the best one.
No. That's the only one I did not like, but... I think the only thing I haven't seen so far is that second Fantastic Four.
Same here. Still have not seen
it. I have not seen that movie yet.
Fantastic Four, the second one, or the first remake?
The remake.
First remake. Oh, yeah. That's my fault on that.
Vernetta, please don't ever waste your time.
Chris, it's that bad. That no, and Steve.
Never.
It's that bad. So Pete's the only one at the table, and Pete just straight up says, so bad. Don't do it.
And like even and it couldn't even keep Pearson's attention.
Yeah.
I got, and I, so that was a couple years ago, right? When that
yeah.
came out.
Yeah.
My 5-year-old son couldn't keep. It's bad. It's just bad.
We got to have a viewing party.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
So I can just all get mad.
Well, I'm telling you, we need to do it Mystery Science Theater style.
Oh, yeah.
Put the kid, do a live Facebook from behind the couch with our yeah. four fat heads
yeah.
and just run and critique, baby.
That'd be pretty funny. You know what I mean? So, you know,
like, wow, look at, man, Johnny Storm's awfully dark. Has he been flaming on too much? He looks extra crispy.
So what's interesting for me is that when we start talking about these movies, you know, we're five nerds sitting around the table. You know, we all started at different points in our life. But the reality of it is, we're all five nerds. What blows my mind is, you know who's just as excited to go see this movie as me? And that's my wife.
Yeah.
You know, that's your wife's, you know? I mean, your hand, Vernetta. I mean,
yes.
It's, you know, I mean... Yes. Heidi does not care. She does not, the superhero thing doesn't mean anything to her. Don't get me wrong, she's married to a nerd and all that, these things, but she just wants to see these movies because they're that good. And that's what really amazed me about what Marvel's done. I think they figured out the way to get that person who is not a nerd to really love these movies.
Well, and that's what they hit. And obviously, we're spoiler free. We'll get more into it. But the Infinity War, it gave you, if you read the Infinity Gauntlet, if you knew the Marvel history, if you knew the source material, they gave you enough nuggets to go, okay, well done, guys. The stuff that they had to change, it made sense. They did it correctly. But the character development, the way they've built up to it, they pull all of those people in. It had some points where, you know, there was a couple of points where I thought Pearson might get a little scared at 7 years old, and he did fine. But they, from a child to an adult, you know a ton. You don't know anything at all. They offered it for everybody. I will say that people have asked me, do you need to see all the other movies to see this? No, I don't think you do. But I will tell you that you're going to enjoy it much more if you at least hit some of the key points to have a better understanding of the Infinity Stones, to have a better understanding of what happened in Civil War and why all of this happening and them needing to come together is an issue.
My cap isn't flying the American flag and doesn't have a shield. And
right, all yeah, that. Right. So like I said, could you go and not know anything and enjoy this movie? I hands down think that you could absolutely enjoy it. But if you enjoyed it like that, imagine how much you would have enjoyed it knowing what we know.
Right.
Or even part of what we know. So,
I know a lot of people who, coming up to this movie coming out, watched all of the Marvel movies in sequence, preparing for this movie to come out. Even though they've seen them all, they mm-hmm. watched them all in sequence weeks leading up to this.
Yep.
Just so they could be everything fresh in their mind and not go, okay, wait, why did that happen again? Because you forgot just little bits and pieces of stuff. No.
Well, and there's so many little Easter eggs. There's so many little hidden things in these movies that, well, that's why, how many times, we always pick up something the second time around that we didn't get the first time. And we're looking for half this stuff.
Yeah, I saw a lot of questions in some of the Facebook groups where, I haven't seen Black Panther. Should I see that before I go see this? And I'm sitting there going, you know, you don't need to. You absolutely don't need to. Should you? Yes.
That would be one of the key movies I think you should have seen in order to really enjoy Infinity War.
I don't think he's played a prevalent enough role in here for you to say, oh my God, I need to know his backstory.
It's not him. It's the fact that they're on Wakanda.
Oh, yeah.
Where are they?
Yeah.
Because Courtney didn't, she hasn't seen Black Panther. We never got a chance to go.
Yeah.
And so when she kept leaning over and going, why is Bucky there? What's going, you know?
Yeah.
You know, she asked me a couple questions. Now, if she didn't have me to ask, would it have ruined the movie for her? Probably not.
Right.
But I do think that Black Panther would be one you'd want to see.
You know, but you know why people haven't? So what the deal with that is? Because, I mean, obviously, it's made a lot of money. People are going to see it. But what it is it's not out yet. It's not on DVD.
Doesn't it come out soon, though?
It does come out soon. But so what's going on is there are certain people that just don't go to the theater. And they are waiting for it to come out on DVD, and those people are like, do I, so that was interesting to me.
Because it did come out kind of close.
Yeah, I mean,
it did come out a little close to each other.
And it's just done so well that there's a reason why it's not, I mean, it's just still in the theater, and we'll see what happens with that. I mean, I know that.
When we get into spoiler territory, I'll tell you why.
Well, what's interesting is Black Panther is still in the top 10, last I knew.
Right.
It's still in the top 10, and it's been out for, I mean...
February 18th is when it came out, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's pretty wild. All right, so we're going to head right into the spoiler territory now, and I guess the one thing I would like to say, if you haven't seen this movie, please go out and do... it is a movie that I think is just going to wow you, and you'll be pretty darn entertained.
Yeah.
So... Spoiler time is here. You want to play that big drop we got for this, Steven?
Yeah. I'm so excited right now.
Yeah. Well, I don't have one, but I do another podcast called
Thanks, UPS guy! So
I'll just use one of those. I mean, you know, this is the kind of the production quality you'll see on that podcast, which can also be found on Automatic Stitcher and iTunes.
Yeah, if you're looking for it, you have to scroll down to the bottom of the list for popularity, and you'll find it there.
That's not true.
So...
I saw you got some Australia fans, though, so, and that's an entire continent people with criminals. So good for you, buddy.
So Avengers crossed the $1 billion mark, okay, in the theaters. To me, that's amazing.
It is
fastest movie ever.
Well, but it does. It's not fair to compare it to Justice League because it was in more theaters. You're gonna make $70 million more dollars if you then release it in all the same theaters, dumbasses.
That was a very interesting argument, wasn't it?
Yes, it was interesting.
Yeah. So that is a kind of, and not to smash on DC here, but it is very entertaining that this movie in its opening week made more than...
5 days. It took 5 days.
To make more than Justice League made its whole theatrical run.
It was like $11 million short in the opening weekend.
Now... Isn't that crazy? I mean, isn't that a little bit crazy when you consider that if you were to ask people who the most identifiable superheroes are, you know that, I mean, Batman.
Superman.
Yes. Superman and Batman. Yep. But when you take a character like Batman and Superman and present it on a dirty garbage can lid, it takes away their validity.
And let's be honest, those movies weren't made for everyone to enjoy.
No.
They weren't made for
anyone to enjoy.
I love the negativity. I got Cody, my shop manager, he's throwing shade like crazy on Facebook about bashing DC, and I'm like, this little kid don't say shit if he's got a mouthful of it. Nicest kid you'll ever meet, and I even got him bashing DC. Love it.
Well, it's a great movie, and we're going to break it down for you here. We're going to do our standard dislike, hate, and love for this movie. And each person's going to get an opportunity to say a one of these topics. They're going to give their thing, and then we will comment on them. And then when it gets to the next person, they have to offer something else if they have something. So we're going to start a like, and we're going to start with the lady of the podcast. We're going to start with Vernetta.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Steve.
Yeah, I was getting ready to go.
Yeah, okay. What did I like about the movie is that they created it. I liked everything about this movie. It had everything from humor to subtle romance to action to, at one point, I had a full-blown nerdgasm in that movie. I thought that I loved Black Panther, but I think it was just puppy love and lust. Yeah. Marvel did it on this one. Gotta give them their props. It was amazing. I wish I could narrow it down to just like one thing and go,
pretty you hard know to
what?
Do.
What? This is what I... Oh, Groot giving his arm for the axe handle.
Oh, so good. After not wanting anything to do with anything the entire time.
Because he was such an adolescent.
Yeah, just being an asshole teenager.
And so. Thor calling Rocket a rabbit the whole time. Yeah.
The interaction between Thor and the Guardians.
Yes.
I that's the scene. If there's a scene in this movie that I need to go back and rewatch, I missed. I was laughing so hard. I was missing jokes.
Yes, and he was like, no, you're a dude. This is a man.
Why are you copying me? Yes. He's copying his voice.
That's what everybody brings up so good.
Pirate Angel, you know?
Good luck, morons.
That's the fact that he speaks Groot.
Yes.
He speaks Groot. Yep. It was an elective he took.
Yeah, it was an elective given on Asgard.
Yeah.
And I love, too, he says, I am Groot. They go, whoa, Languid. You got a pair of acorns on you, buddy. You know? And I didn't catch the acorns part that the first time around because we were laughing. And, you know, in the second time around with her having that discussion, I didn't catch the fact that... Star-Lord is, when you're talking about him being fed at the end of it, it kind of switches to Thor and you hear him going, that's it, I'm getting a Bowflex, I'm committed. You know? And I'm like, how good is that? You know?
Which is so ingenious.
It's just great.
Because, you know, you figure Star-Lord hasn't been on Earth since the 80s, and that's when the Bowflex commercial we're on. It's just a smart joke.
Well, and there's another reference. Is that still the best show, or Footloose? Footloose.
Yeah.
Is that still the best movie ever?
Yeah.
Spider-Man's like, it never was. Oh, so good.
I'm going to say, for my like on this movie, I'm going to say easily it was how well written it was to the point where they could include that many characters in a movie and still give each character... Like, you know, part of me goes, you know, how is Stephen Strange going to really have a... And man, he killed it and his dry humor off, you know, playing off of Tony,
the snarky Tony Stark.
Oh, you know what? Gosh.
I liked him better in this movie than I liked him in the standalone.
Really,
I liked him better in this than what I liked Doctor Strange.
Well, how funny is it to see someone just as arrogant as Tony?
Right. I know,
yeah,
but it's a different kind of arrogance.
It is
because Tony is, I've always had money and I'm a dick. When Doctor Strange is, I am the smartest person on the planet type of arrogance, like a Sheldon off of Big Bang Theory type of arrogance.
And he can't, we watch Doctor Strange lose everything, you know? Yeah. I mean, the one thing he had was the use of his hands. He was a surgeon, and he was well-known, world-renowned for it. And then to battle back from that, Tony is battling back from... the same kind of a process of, you know, seeing, he talks about, you know, for 6 years he's been haunting my brain, and Tony's been constantly working to come back from that. So they're so similar, but so different. It's just, it was awesome to watch them play off each other.
You know, they had so many characters to play into this, and you know, Cap is one of my favorites, and if you actually compared his dialogue time or screen time to other, I mean, he barely was in this movie, but I still was... That didn't detract anything for me. His scenes were great. I still love them. And I think, man, they did such a good job writing this. You know, Peter got his moments. I mean, it was really interesting, you know, how they were able to make it work. And I loved that part of it.
Cap's suit, though. That black.
No.
God, that was great.
Spider-Man suit.
Wow.
The Iron Spider.
Oh my God!
And what's so great about that is, you know, so when I watched it the second time with my son, I'm waiting for him to pick things up, and he looks, and he's, and I look, I'm watching him, and he's looking at the suit, and he's kind of focusing, doesn't really pick it up, and as soon as those arms come out, he grabs me. Oh, you're in Spider-Man, Dad! Like, it just, he, you know what I mean? It just, it was awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Yeah, it was, that was a cool aspect for me. Steven?
This is a hard, hard question. I think this is the hardest review that I've tried to wrap my brain around, because I like the movie so much, I don't know what to say. I can tell you a plethora of things I liked about it, and it's hard to find something that stands out amongst everything else. It's very difficult for me. I will say that probably, I'll just say my standout character that I enjoyed through this thing, and they were all great, but, and I hate to do this because my wife loves him so much, but I really think Thor really shined in this movie. His scene where he had to go get Bill rebuild it, get his axe, and having Peter Dinklage in that role as the
little giant,
yeah, the dwarf or whatever, you know, and that was just, that was a lot of fun, and it, you know, harkened back to a lot of Thor lore about those dwarves building Mjolnir and being forged in the heart of a star, and all that stuff was just really good. And on top of it, Thor was hilarious, like he has been. He was in Ragnarok, and he still is here, and then to mix him in with everybody else was just fantastic. And then he had probably one of the most badass entrances into the fight at the end. And so, you know, yeah, I have to say, I guess, that would be the closest thing I can come up with.
I'll be honest with you. When he makes his entrance into the fight, I don't know if y'all heard me, but I honest to God out loud said, oh my God, biggest nerdgasm ever.
No, but it was.
I groped Jill and Cherie so many times in that movie, just like holding onto their knees, and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God.
Hot.
It was amazing.
Oh yeah, that too. Thor, you know what? Chris Hemsworth, he kind of amazes me.
Me
because,
too.
I mean, he had his range, why does he amaze you?
Because he's hot.
His range in that movie, though, I mean, he lost all of his people, watched his brother die, you know, so he's goes from, you know, you get sad, you know, mournful to, you know, funny, the battle. I mean, that dude's, he's good.
He's very good.
He's really good.
He is a, you know, apart from being how good looking the guy is and everything else, he's a good actor. He just is.
Yeah. So freaking hot.
I know. And the thing, when he was in Ghostbusters, the girls came out and said, not only is he good looking and a good actor, he's an amazing guy. They was like, it makes me sick how good of a guy he is compared to everything else he can do.
Well, you know, it's funny, you know, and you never know with these kind of things, but man, when I watch the interaction videos between him and Tom Hiddleston, and the things where they go to the hospitals and do that kind of stuff, and
oh, yeah,
and like how they're like, you know, best buds and everything. I'm like, man, he seems like a... But I watch... Now I'm watching these Avengers movies, and you watch the videos and all this stuff, and it really seems like, why the hell would you walk away from this? You know, right, when you hear about Chris Evans being like, eh, why would you? How much time did Chris Evans put into Avengers? What do you think? Like, how much...
A total screen time?
Yeah, screen... I mean,
20
not,
minutes?
Not, even, not that, but work. Like, how much work did that dude have to put into that movie?
A lot. Hitting the gym.
Yeah, it was like 3 hours a day to
stay
shredded.
Don't get me wrong. He had to get ripped. I'm going to stay with you on that. I agree with you.
It was for nothing, because not like they did the scene, like, in the Captain America movie, where he's holding the plane, the helicopter. Yeah.
No,
the thing,
Thor got that off. One this time. Thor got that flex scene.
I think
you know
Thor
mean?
Has to take his shirt off. I think it's in his contract. Yeah. I think I wrote
his suit always bears his arms.
Yeah, always.
So,
but that's nothing to look at. I want to see abs.
Yeah.
Oh, not me.
Which is why I'm down here with you sex pots.
I like pipes.
You like pipe?
I like pipes.
Oh, my
bad. Loves pipe.
Pipes. Okay. Two pipes, plural.
Yeah, okay.
Multiple pipes.
Multitasking.
Yes.
Well,
a pipe in each hand.
But you
a downhill skier.
You mentioned Loki, and because I'm not up on comic books and everything like that, were we expecting him to die, or was that like a moment?
It was a moment because it was 8 minutes into the damn movie. You know?
I honestly thought Loki was going to be around. I thought he was going to be, that whole where he was, I'll be your guide thing.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be around in some fashion. So I will admit that I went into this movie expecting everyone to die.
So did I.
Yep. So yeah, I remember when he died, I wasn't like, oh my God. Now, did it hurt? Right. Yeah.
As soon as the knife materialized in his hand, I was like, he ain't going to make it.
Yeah.
because honestly, he's got the knife. One of two things is going to happen. He's going to kill Thanos, which is 8 minutes into the movie.
Yeah.
Or he's going to pull it. He's going to lose. And Thanos ain't going to take that. I don't know that much about Thanos, but he ain't going to take somebody trying to stab him and then just go, yo, you're okay, human, and then leave.
No, Thanos is like the Suge Knight of the villains.
Yes, yes, he is. There was two different times where he had Vanilla Ice hanging off the balcony. So,
but because y'all don't really know who Suge Knight is, right?
Who's that?
Yeah, you don't roll deep like Vernetta and I do. Suge Knight was a music producer. He's the one that killed Tupac and Biggie.
Who was a fucking gangster.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, he in prison.
Isn't he?
Now.
Yeah, because he ran over somebody.
Yeah, 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 him. Yeah. So he was like the Suge Knight of villains. He just rolled
blind guy.
What?
Has a radio show?
I think that got canceled when he went to prison.
A blind guy that had a radio show?
Blind.
No, Suge Knight looks like Thanos, only he's black. He's big and burly and scary.
He knows that.
I thought it was like, what am I thinking of?
Nobody knows.
Sugar
Ray from Mark McGrath.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yes.
There, that's what I'm thinking of.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Mark McGrath. And
he's
really,
he's a badass.
Every morning when I wake up. Yes, that guy.
I thought you were talking about him.
Sugar Ray.
I don't even have room in my life.
Don't Sugar Ray sing?
I only know so many sugars.
Oh. Okay. Jesus. Sugar Ray Leonard.
Right. Which is what the band Sugar Ray was named after.
God bless you.
Chris, what'd you like about this movie?
I'm going to go with every Guardians interaction. Just because, you didn't really expect too much from that movie, but then they're like a major part. Without them, you don't have space. You don't have the stones.
Yep.
The Nova Corps.
It's funny. Heidi goes to me, why did Heimdall only send the Hulk back to Earth? Why didn't he send Thor? And I'm like, There's a reason. Just watch the fucking movie. Okay, but, we all knew Thor was going to end up with the Guardians, from the previews. But that interaction was absolutely amazing. And Drax, every time, Drax just kills me.
Moving so slow. I'm invisible. You like hear him crunching on food? So good. You are not a man. This is a man.
How long have you been standing there?
And Mantis walks in.
I love his interaction with her, too. Like, he hates her.
Oh, yeah.
So ugly.
And what's so funny, too, is, Amanda's like, the Guardians are in this? Because there was so much content going on that it didn't, and all of a sudden she's like, oh my gosh, that's right, the Guardians are in this. Like, she had almost forgotten because of all of the stuff that was leading up to the movie. So.
I understood why everybody didn't know the Guardians. What I didn't understand is why the Avengers that live on Earth did not know Doctor Strange, and Doctor Strange did not know of them.
Well, Strange, he referenced that he knew Tony knew who he was.
Right.
Yep. But he is his own, and even in the comics, there's not a ton, especially early. Where interaction wise,
I know, but there's a fucking news.
Well, but he's
not on the news though.
Doctor Strange is in the Sanctorum. He's protecting that. That's where he's watching the realm. So that's why he knew of them, but they didn't know of him. He was in his own bubble, watching everything else go on.
Right.
He didn't like come out and fight crime. He was there in the Sanctorum.
Plus, I don't feel like Doctor Strange has been running around being Doctor Strange for very long in this story.
No, that's relatively newer.
Right. Okay. Like I said, he didn't look like Doctor Strange. He was when they were going out to get that little quip that he had about you don't have any money. Well, no, I don't carry any money because that's this. And he's like, oh well, maybe they'll give you a philosophical rye or whatever, and he goes, wait a minute, I've got 200. And he goes, dollars? He goes, no, rupees. How much is that? Like $1.25. I mean, it was that brief 30-second exchange. It was like, I got a good chuckle out of that. I'm like, well done.
Yeah.
You could have had them just walking down the stairs, but you didn't. You went the extra mile, Marvel.
No, him and Peter Parker. When he goes, I'm Peter Parker, he goes, I'm Doctor Strange. He goes, oh, so
we're using our made-up names.
I felt like I thought the same thing you did. The Guardians were, and not, I shouldn't say, I thought Peter Quill was going to have a big part, But, you kind of think, like, Rocket is going to kind of get Well, no. What do they do? They're like, hey, Rock and Thor are going to go on this mission together.
Which was amazing.
There was so two cool. There was two great in the battle scenes with Rocket. Him standing on Thor's shoulder was incredible, but the Winter Soldier picking him up and firing and spinning in a circle, that was so good.
So
and
awesome. Telling him,
it's not for sale. What about the arm? And he just walks away and he goes, I'm going to get that arm.
That's what he said?
Yeah. He says, I'm going to get that arm.
Because you know how he likes to buy part.
Yeah. That is a great example of I totally missed that joke.
Yep.
I knew Rocket said something, but I was still laughing.
Because he kind of mumbled it.
I was still laughing.
Yeah. Well, one of the best lines that Rocket gives is when he gives Thor the eye. Thor puts it in, and he makes the comment about, "Yeah, I would have washed that first in order to get it off the planet. I had to put it."
Yes.
Well, did anybody else notice what color that eye was?
It was dark.
It's brown.
Yeah.
So Thor has his normal blue eye, and the one that came out in Rocket's ass is brown. I love that little subtle brown eye out of the brown eye. You know what I mean? So
so good. Oh. All right, Peter.
Oh.
What'd you like?
I reference my notes here to see where we're at. One of the things I liked the most was the credit scene when. I went the first time. There was only three people that saw the movie with me. Nobody knew what that symbol was.
People are still asking, what was that? Who did he call? And I'm like...
Are you asking right now?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, wait a minute.
No, I'm just saying to people I don't get it.
Right. And so the second time I see it, you can tell people in the theater don't get it. And it pops up and Pearson looks at me and he goes, Captain Marvel. And I was like, yes! Yes. So we're standing up, and I said, the guy goes, "I don't mean to interrupt, but what was that symbol?" Second time I've seen it, I don't know what that symbol was. And I told him, "Okay, cool, you know." And I was like this shining, proud moment of my 7-year-old son. I'm like, "Hell yes, I'm raising that kid right."
I'll be honest, I know zero about Captain Marvel. Zero about Captain Marvel. I knew what the symbol was when it came across, but because I know zero about Captain Marvel, I didn't understand. Why contact Captain Marvel?
Mm-hmm.
That was the only thing. When it failed, and I'm like, okay, why?
I saw the greatest meme today.
Because it's the next movie coming out. They had to contact
I know that, but I'm just like, is Captain Marvel going to save the world?
No, do piss Steve. Piss Steve off.
Oh.
Because he called a woman. So. And so soon after Robin Scherbatsky got it.
Man. I think I've read more Captain Marvel than anybody probably at this table.
So you're admitting to be a hypocrite then.
Okay. Oh my God. I hate it when he does that.
He's just reading to make sure they're keeping it in their place.
Yeah.
I like this kitchen scene.
There was four pages of her making sandwiches.
Yes!
Go on, move on.
What was the meme you saw, Steven?
Who cares?
No, I care.
We're gonna
We want to hear it.
Somebody's ragging.
He's always ragging.
It showed the symbol on the ground of, you know, the scene with his little communicator there.
We know,
It says, it says, you mean you had this the whole time? Even during the Battle of New York?
That was pretty good. Was yeah.
Speaking of that, is anybody else a little tweaked out that the guy walking around with an Iron Man suit made out of nanoparticles has got a flip phone to call Steve Rogers?
But that's a phone that they gave him to call him on.
What in the absolute fuck?
Steve gave that phone
to him. He gave him that phone to call him.
I figured there had to be a reason, but I couldn't. I'm like, come on, it's a flip. You've got sunglasses that you talk to people and see shit out of, and you're using a flip phone?
It was in the envelope.
That's the joke. When,
what's his name? Delivered it to him. The one that writes it.
What's Stan Lee.
Stan Lee. Yeah. When he came there, and he was like, is this a Tony Stank here? And he gives him the envelope of the box.
What movie was that in?
Civil War. The end.
Yeah, because that's the only number in it is the one that says...
I remember the scene. I couldn't remember if it was an after
And the
credits.
Joke is that Cap, the old guy, gives you a flip phone.
And that's what. And that was the one thing that pissed... One of the things that pissed Jerrion off about Civil War. He was like, why would he give him a flip phone? What year is it? And I'm like... Captain America! I'm surprised he didn't send a smoke signal, for God's sake. What are you talking about?
It's a homing pigeon.
Right.
It was a postcard. Already had his address on
it. But just the little one, even though... what's Doctor Strange's partner's name? I never remember.
Wong.
And he says, you know, I got to get back to the sanctum. He's like...
Kind of stereotypical. And
Bruce Banner's like... Well, his name in real life is Wong. That actor, his last name is Wong.
I thought it was Chin.
No, it's Wong. That's racist. So
wow,
and unforgivable. And so he picks up the phone and finds the phone, and you know, he's like, no, I got to make a call. And you're like, I love this. I just every the attention to detail over the top is just incredible in this movie. Everything happens for a reason. Everything is entertaining. Just amazing.
Yeah, I really feel like they knocked that aspect out of the park, and that's what made this movie so damn fun. All right, moving on to dislikes. What do you think, Peter? What'd you dislike?
I will say that there was a missed opportunity, in my opinion. I told Steve this already. There was when Cap and Falcon and them first show up to help Viz in the Scarlet Witch. There's an opportunity where Vision says to him, "Thank you, Captain," or "Hello, Captain," and he just kind of nods. And I was like, why didn't you tell him it's not Captain anymore? Or something like that. I wanted to see that. Well, then I forgot about it because the movie's great. So then they're on the battlefield and Thor shows up and he says, "This, my friend, Tree." And he says, "I am Groot." And he turns and looks at him and says, "I am Steve Rogers." I wanted him to say, "I am Nomad." I wanted that. And it's a stupid little thing, but I just thought there was an opportunity missed there and it just kind of bugged me. So
I hated the Nomad comic thing, so I had no desire for that scene.
I had never read any of that. All I know is of that title. I just thought it would have been neat to kind of fully sever the Captain America and do something else. I thought it would have been a cool twist. So,
Steven, any comments on that?
Nope.
Well, you wanted to see Cap with his wolf head? That's what you were looking for?
Any comments on what Pete said? Or yeah. No. That's fine.
Nothing in that.
If it would have happened, sure, I guess. But I think it would have threw a lot of people off.
I think that's the reason why they don't. Yeah.
Only us nerds would know what the heck is going on there.
So I get what Pete's saying. He wants that nod.
And that would have been kind of, I think that would have been kind of cool. And again, and it might, if I read the Nomad stuff, maybe I'd go, "Oh, that was terrible what you said, Pete."
Oh, just
I
just like the idea of it. It was a stupid ass costume.
But I loved his costume in this. That subdued black, yeah. I just thought was absolutely rad, man.
Yeah, and that's the costume from Cap 2, right? The when he does the Black Ops mission. Wasn't it the same costume?
It might be the same costume and just different color, darker, more right. darker. Okay. I don't know. I have to look at it again.
He wasn't all, when I saw it the second time, I was thinking it was all black. It's not.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a star on his chest anymore.
He does have a star, but it's a black star.
Subdued. Okay. Yeah.
But then when you get down to here, you can see the stripes. It almost looks, when I saw it the second time around, it almost looked like it was charred. You know, it was almost blackened, and then it kind of faded into normalcy. I just remember, really thought it was cool.
There's that scene when they go on the boat, and it's kind of like a Black Ops mission. Like
night. It's like one of the opening scene, isn't it?
That's a very dark blue, and it has silver accents on it, I think.
Yeah, this didn't have any silver on it. It was just kind of, I thought it was really cool.
It was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. Chris, what'd you dislike about this movie?
I kind of didn't like Tyrion as the dwarf dude. He just looked weird. And
did you think...
talking really funny.
Did you think like CGI was weird, or... You just thought it looked weird.
It just fell off to me.
Yeah.
I will say his voice, to me, was Tyrion.
Mm-hmm.
So that threw me, because I know him so much. I watched so much Game of Thrones. But it only took a second for me to just kind of sit back and go, you know, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I loved that scene, so I can't agree with you, Chris. But the reason why I loved it is because, you know, we'd heard he was in the movie.
Right.
But then I totally forgot.
Right.
You know, until I mean, yeah, until I saw him, and then I was like, and then for them to do what they did, make him big, it was cool. I thought, and the swerve aspect to it, which this movie had a couple scenes, you know, that kind of like, oh, yeah, that, you know, kind of neat.
Yeah, it just kind of took me out of it.
Nah, I get that too.
Spoiler alert, that was my love. They made the midget a giant. Like, I absolutely loved that. I was like, hell yes!
Midget's not acceptable, Pete.
It is the appropriate term.
No, little person.
Says you. Little person is for a dwarf. Midget is for a midget. Dwarfs and midgets are different. You understand that, right? A midget is proportional. A dwarf is not.
And what's a pygmy?
You don't know the difference between council and council, so I'm not even going to get into this with you. All right?
With the I and the E?
Yeah. You can counsel someone, or you can go. You can report to a council. Yeah. So...
You'll always have spelling to be right, Pete.
Yes, politically correct. I think you're right. midget is probably not politically correct. I believe it is little person, which sounds retarded, which is also not politically correct. Sounds developmentally disabled.
What'd you dislike, Steven?
Couple things.
Ooh.
None of them are very big.
Oh.
I didn't, and this is just a preference thing, because I really love Loki. I was bummed that he died so quickly. I wanted more Loki. I actually wanted to see a Loki fighting with the good guys.
Can we ever honestly say we don't want to see more Loki?
No.
He's just great. And even when he is ruining the world and he's a traitorous asshole, we still want to see more Loki. He's that good.
He was made for that part. Even though he originally went out for to be Thor in the movie and ended up as Loki, and he just owns it.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
Can you imagine him as Thor? No. Come on. So, didn't mean to cut you off, Steve. I just wholeheartedly agree with you.
So, and the other is also small, but I just felt it awkward at the end when the line was coming, and I think probably everybody expected to hear this, but after Tony looks like he's going to die, Strange gives up a stone to save him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the line from Tony, "Why did you do that?" or something like that. And I was just so looking for Strange to say, "I saw thousands of outcomes and only one where we win, and you were there when we won, so I knew that now we're at the end game." And he said it, and it was probably implied. I just thought that the line could have been better.
You just want it to be simpler.
But
you want it to be like,
I don't want to be confused. Or
I think they're going to bring that out more in the next one.
Why would you not just have a brief snippet of what happened to Ben? We need to know what happened to Ben to round this all out.
Anyways, that's what I was thinking.
I cannot think of something I disliked.
I didn't, to your point, Steve, I didn't pick up on that. It bothers me now that you say it. I didn't. It may have been implied. I didn't pick it up.
He gave up a damn stone to save Tony.
He said there's 14 million ways that he saw it. There's only one way.
16 million. 16 million 43.
You shut your fucking mouth. Did he say 16 million 43? Because I'll go back and watch if it's not true. A throat punch.
The garbage that Pete stores in his head so he can forget a bunch of important shit is amazing.
But he, however many ways it was, he said it was only one way where they win.
Yes.
And then he traded.
Which he said he would never do.
Yeah.
He said he would never do that. Remember, he told him if he's got to pick between Tony
and the stone.
And the stone.
Yep.
Yep. He will let Tony die. Then he does his little thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean it's interesting.
Like I said, neither one of those are very big.
Right, right. No, I totally get it.
Except I do have a crush on Tom Hiddleston, but
do you?
Oh yeah,
he's great.
Yeah, his smile get me every time.
He is great.
That Loki smile. In fact, I've been watching the old movies now just for fun, and I got a new TV. So what do you got to do? You got to see how they look on the new TV. So I watched the original Avengers the other day, and I forget how much of a badass Loki is in that movie. Like right now, he gets beat up by Thor's girlfriend on Asgard, the one girl that, you know, he gets his ass handed to him all the time now. But when he was in Avengers, he was fighting the, she was killing that, he was beating the shit out of Nick Fury and just nobody, you know, he was just
a bunch of humans.
Yeah, but he's not human, so.
He's Frost Giant. I mean,
yeah,
right. So he should, and he's Loki. He should
beat up on a human, yeah.
But he gets his ass.
But maybe not an Asgardian.
Yeah, I know.
And he killed Coulson.
They don't make him look very, very.
Killed Coulson, for God's sake.
Coulson's not dead. He's on.
I know. He Agents came back. Yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He's fine.
But in the movie.
I just don't think he's as badass as they made him up, pumped him up to be for that movie.
You mean when he was the main villain instead of just side villains?
Right. Once you become a side villain, everybody can hand your ass to you. It's just continuity error. Just something I noticed.
God, I really wish I would have heard what you said. I had to respond to that text message, and I missed it. Now I can't make fun
of him. Who beat his ass? I mean, Thanos obviously.
Who beat whose ass?
Loki.
Well, Thanos. Welcome to the Thanos podcast. Should beat his ass.
Right, agreed.
In Ragnarok.
Yep.
Valkyrie.
He gets into a tussle with her, and every he's supposed to be such a great knife guy, but everything he does, he gets stopped by her on, and you know, he just seems like kind of a pussy now.
Man, the scenes that you recall, the things that stick out in your mind.
And the accuracy of them is what gets me.
It's amazing.
But when it's a lady beating up a man.
Yeah, he just happens to he'll remember every detail about that scene. I can't even picture the scene.
I was going to say, I didn't even remember them fighting at all.
Sure, he shows up in Avengers in the beginning scene.
We're talking about Valkyrie and him fighting.
Mm. Well, I'm talking about Avengers. I'm showing.
Okay.
He throws up, and he's shooting freaking knives. He's just throwing knives and killing freaking S.H.I.E.L.D. agents.
Like, humans, yeah.
They're dead, and then he puts his hands up, and he shoots a powerful blast, and he blows away people. And he's just kicking the shit. Nick Fury hides.
Which he should.
You know,
he's only got one eye.
Yeah, and then since that movie, he's just kind of turned him into a pussy.
And never have I thought he's a pussy. I just always thought he's a prince of lies. He's a trickster.
And deceit, yes.
Yeah, but he was pretty badass in Avengers.
Where he was the main bad guy.
That and he right. and he had help. So, he had outside help. The other ones, he was just kind of like a standalone. And that one, he was working.
Well, he had its outside help in the end when the Chitauri were coming through, but he didn't have any help when he went into
S.H.I.E.L.D. staff.
Headquarters. And
he did have a backup plan, though. I mean, he had other people working with him, and the other ones, he was just like by himself, though.
Regardless, that.
I mean, you know, they show him in Ragnarok. He's tied up, sitting in a chair. I can't do anything
because I'm old. Steve, you know, they got to write a movie. I mean, they can't just have him be the badass the whole goddamn movie.
It's just inconsistent. Let's move on. It's not important. You guys are never going to You guys, you know, it's hard when you're this perceptive and this acute.
To be surrounded by people like us, isn't it?
You know.
Are we still talking about Infinity War?
I don't know.
Renata, what'd you dislike about this movie?
I can't really think of anything. Honestly. I can tell you. Which is funny, because when we get to hate, I got something.
Oh, okay.
Dislike, yeah, and it's going to be stupid, but dislike, I really have nothing.
You know, was anybody shocked by some of the deaths?
No.
Really?
Yes.
I went in thinking everyone was going to die.
I did too, but was some of it, though, that still somewhat shocked you?
I went into it hoping everyone was going to die. Just because I wanted to see that whole thing happen. I'm telling you right now, I went into it knowing that everybody was going to die because they just weren't going to do that. I would have bet you $1,000 right then and there that there was no way Panther was going to die and there's no way Spider-Man was going to die. They're too new. They're too fresh. I did not see that coming. And I would have bet you another $1,000 that at least Cap or Iron Man was going to get it. And I was in the majority in that thinking.
I'm right there with you.
Everybody that's even somewhat in the know, we all know it's going to be one or the other. We don't know which one, but it's going to be one of them.
Most people guaranteed to die. Thought it was Cap.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, Cap's going to die. Right. Cap's going to die. And I think it was because when he came, I was like, you know what? I'm kind of done with this. So everybody was like, well, they're going to kill Captain America off in this. And I think it's because going into it knowing it as a part two, I was not surprised by anybody dying because of the part two. And
how about that fact, though? You know, there's people that don't realize there's a part two.
Oh.
There's people out there that realize. I mean, like, Heidi was furious at the end of this movie.
Amanda hated this movie. Amanda absolutely hated this movie.
Matthew Rodriguez, his daughter, you know, he asked her, what'd you think? I hated it. You know what I mean? There is a lot of people that I remember thinking to myself, there is a lot of people that are going to walk out of this movie furious. Yep. And they're not going to grasp.
Nick furious.
Yeah. They're not going to grasp that there's another movie coming out in a year.
Now that you bring up Nick Fury, I wish I would have said in my likes, him almost saying mother F at the end.
Oh, it was so good.
It was so great.
Oh, no. Oh, mother. And then it just disappeared. That was good. That was good.
See, that's just a great example, too, of how great their writing is on this stuff, man. They throw the references to Aliens, the movie, in there. You know, with Ebony Maw and all that stuff. And
well, I love the way they bridge the gap, because you've got Peter Quill, who again only knows shit from the 80s and doesn't understand Earth anymore, and then you've got Spider-Man going, "Did you ever see that really old movie Aliens?" You know,
which is so great because in Civil War he says, "Did you ever see that really old movie Empire Strikes Back?"
Yeah.
You know, so he's so great.
Ah, just so good, so good. All right, what did you hate about this movie, Chris?
I got more dislikes still.
Oh, my gosh. Did I not come?
What do you mean, oh my gosh?
Well, that's
he said, what did you dislike? And I said one, as per Travis's rules. And you were like, oh, I've got a couple. And then you spouted and spouted and spouted.
No, I can say it never came back to me. Your one. Okay. Your one will take an hour. I can do 14 in 5 minutes. One of the things,
you know what? I forgot. Have we done Love yet? I love that I didn't have to see this movie with Steven. Okay? So, no. Another one of my dislikes was Red Skull. Nice. And here's what's funny about this. Steven and I had this conversation. So I'm watching it and I'm like, that's cool that Red Skull's in it. I thought it was great. And I told Steven, I'm like, his accent didn't feel as thick to me, but I still really liked it. And I said, because I thought it was so cool that he came back. He said he'd never do it again. And Steven goes, I don't think it was him.
It wasn't.
Well, it wasn't him. So we proved all that. Well, then when I saw it the second time, I'm like, accent's all wrong. Accent's terrible. Nope. That's not my Red Skull. You know what I mean? Because after I knew it wasn't him, like, I was okay with his voice being a little different when I thought it was him. Then when it wasn't him, I was like, God damn it. So.
And that's my hate. So.
Really?
Is it?
You hate Red Skull?
I felt like, oh no, it's just having him in there, that he was pulled through the Tesseract to become the Soul Keeper.
I don't even remember seeing it.
But I feel like that should have been Death. The way they even made him look, he kind of...
I liked it.
Oh, gee, we're gonna pull Death as a reference, and that's perfectly acceptable. We can't call him Captain Nomad. Fuck you guys.
Well, I said to Travis earlier before this started, I said, somebody said to me, oh my God, I can't believe they brought back Red Skull. And I'm like, where the fuck was he at? Yeah. Never paid him any attention. Then when he said it, I was like, oh, yeah, that was him. I never paid that any attention. And I thought I was like, on point with this movie, watching everything.
I actually liked it. I liked that was a Red Skull.
I liked it too.
But I understand why people want it.
I liked the character. I liked the story part. I just bummed it. It just bummed me out that it was.
The reason I like it is I don't think it really added too much to the Infinity War movie, but it gave me hope that they'll bring that character back for another Cap.
If need be.
Thing. And I love Red Skull, so...
Mantoid's an amazing bad guy.
And his makeup's so great. That is just awesome.
One of the evilest fuckers ever. What other dislikes did you have, Peter?
Well, I didn't think it was real feasible that... I believe it was Proxima Midnight when they were fighting. Like, she took on three girls. Those three girls shouldn't have been able to stop her. It was only Scarlet Witch and Okio. It's Okio, right?
No idea.
Michonne.
Okoye.
And Black Widow. And I thought, I was like, you know, they really needed a guy to help. And there's all these guys on the battlefield and none of them came over to help. I just thought that was strange.
Well, they probably come over to help because they're thinking, that's just a woman. Why do they need my help over there? All they have to do is push her down.
See, that's a good point.
In today's equality.
That's good. What are they doing over there having a laundry folding contest?
The way that we're all equal, a guy shouldn't come over and help her.
They're just playing blowjob techniques. Blowjob and sandwich making.
Right. Blowjob. Over there, don't forget to mind the stepchildren.
Yeah, they're over there comparing blowjob and sandwich making skills.
No. They burn their bras to get the right to fight a man and get their ass handed.
Wait,
to
who
them.
Did
let
what?
Them go.
Wait, what'd you say?
It's equality. Yeah.
I would help all three of them take their bras off.
What did you just say, Steve?
Even bald.
I said women burn their bras to get equality. So
do you know how much a motherfucking bra costs? Anybody setting bras on fire?
Well, back in the 60s, it must not have been too expensive because they were burning that
You weren't even alive in the 60s.
I've read books.
Then people, women weren't built like Vernetta and our wives back then. They didn't need the support back in the 60s. Titties got big over the years. It's that RBST and milk.
What else did you dislike, Peter?
That was it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so just a couple. I know it took 4 hours. Sorry, Steven.
Are we moving on from dislikes? Everybody good? Hates. We got one. Chris hit Red Skull. We got that. So we're good there. Chris wrong, but okay.
No. I had a hate.
Bernetta, what do you got?
This is the stupidest thing ever. I hate Rhodey.
You hate who?
Rhodey. I hate his character. I wish they'd kill him.
Don Cheadle.
Yes, I hate him.
He looked too scrawny. Like I thought he had cancer.
I've hated him since he broke up Tony Stark's birthday party at Iron Man 2.
You're like, let him just have fun.
I fucking hated him since then. I wish they
watermelons off hot chicks' heads.
And he was like, give me a funky beat to beat my friend's ass too. That's one of my favorite lines. But I've hated him since he's way too cocky. Everybody, I can understand, I know Falcon, you know, is the same way, you know, it's a machine that's helping him do what he do, and everybody else, you know, has some, he's just way too cocky in that suit, and I wish they'd kill him.
Wow. That's brutal.
She's saying this about when Tony Stark is the cockiest motherfucker out there.
And Tony only has a suit, too.
That makes so much sense to me now. Now I understand, because Vernetta just cleared up something that I've been wondering all for a while. That when we go to theaters, especially in the first time Panther was in Civil War, the African American crowd always cheers for Panther. Like they love, and I'm like, why didn't you cheer for Rhodey? He's been around for years. Why don't you make a big deal about him? But now I find out that black people hate Rhodey.
No, wait, I don't speak for all black people.
Well, that's why we bring you on the show. So you can speak for all black people.
Just like I hope, like, fuck, you don't speak for all men.
I hope you know that.
I don't even know any black people. What the fuck are you talking about?
You don't even know any.
I don't get invited to those meetings. What the fuck? I can't.
She's sitting in a basement with four fat fucking white dudes.
I thought you were the president.
Surrounded by action figures.
I thought you were the president of those meetings.
No.
Which I didn't like because you're a female. No. I was going to say, I was going to try to talk to the black people and say, you shouldn't let a woman run.
You can talk to him and be like, and they'd be like, who?
Bro, who? Was Steve the guy that when you walked out of Myers that day, was Steve the guy on the outside that says, what is Obama doing? Was it Steve?
No, it wasn't. No.
Ask you like he called, like, yeah. You talked to him on a regular basis.
We have a caucus.
Right.
We have a caucus.
We stepped outside on the lawn and had a cigarette last week. I don't know.
Hold on, let me call him.
Right. You know that's my cousin, right? All black people are related. Most Mexicans are, but black people don't all live in the same house.
You understand that an Obama phone doesn't call Obama, right? You get that concept? That's not a direct line to Obama.
So, Renetta hated Rhodey.
But did you see the Avengers meme tweets?
No,
the video? Yeah. Fuck yes. Somebody came into my room at work and showed it to me.
That Don Cheadle one is,
yes.
That is
Don
pretty
Cheadle
good.
Looks like a beetle.
Yeah.
Oh, that rhymes. Something about muskrat. Yeah.
Peter, what'd you hate?
And this is gonna sound petty as hell. There when Thanos is talking to Doctor Strange, Gamora earlier in the movie says, once he has all the stones, he can do it like this. And it zooms in and it shows Thanos' hand and he says, like this. And he snaps his fingers. And it's the only time in the movie that his hand is just painted purple and it's not CGI and it looks ridiculous. It's a brief second, but I'm like, that's not Thanos' hand. You know, you've got Gamora.
He get up and start
you've
got rocking into theater.
You know, what the fuck are you doing?
That's,
you know,
not
what
I mean? His cock-a-doodle hand. Yeah.
But you know, they made such a point of focusing on Thanos' hand because of the gauntlet and because of him crushing the Tesseract and crushing this and dropping stones and Gamora reaching out and being such a tiny hand on a big finger, and then they drew this up close and and I'm like, that's Josh Brolin's hand painted purple, y'all. Like, it just bugged me. And I mentioned it to Cody, and he's like, I didn't even notice that. So the next day, Cody goes and sees it again and texts me, oh my God, his hand's all screwed up. You know? It absolutely bugged me.
He's got, like,
and
a Deadpool hand?
No,
like,
no.
Like a little hand on there?
Yeah, little hand. So, but no, that was it. That was the one thing that I just hated. I thought, you should have CGI'd the hand. You know? It just bothered me. Hmm. So.
Steve, what'd you hate?
I can't really come up with anything that I hated.
So you're not going to go back to the call Captain Marvel at the end of the movie?
He loves Captain Marvel.
I like Captain Marvel.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Pretty excited. He's selectively that. Misogynistic.
Oh, so. Okay.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know what I would say. I don't know what I would, unless I was just trying to reach to say something, I can't say I hated anything.
But you do it with every other subject in life, so.
Yeah, I know.
Why not bring out something on this one?
I'm trying to be consistent.
It does, too. I mean,
every fucking
where
thing.
Where were the birds on Deadpool? Right. You know, they're on the bridge. Right. There's bird poop right. Everywhere, usually on a bridge. Right. I never saw a bird.
Right. You mean to tell me all of that and no cops showed up? Right in the middle of a city, shotguns, all this stuff going off, machine gun fire, and no cops.
That was a little weird. You should have heard some sirens or something.
Were they in the hikes? Because they don't give a fuck.
They're definitely going to show up really late.
And they ain't going to find your body until 3 days later anyways. So.
Weird. All right. So, you know, because we don't have a lot of hates, I thought we would do something interesting here. Matt Rodriguez, friend of the show, said, hey, why don't you guys go to Rotten Tomatoes? Oh, you mother cat. What the crap are you doing? Why would you get up on my toy shelf?
Somebody get her down.
Oh, just let her be. Don't worry about it. I mean,
I hope Bronis falls over and his head peg breaks off.
Oh, my God, Steven. What a horror. Why would she even do that? What's wrong with cats?
Right now, you know, Travis has, you know, 10 grand worth of action figures on a table. and they're all just standing there because he sucks at posing and Steven hasn't been over. And the cat is just lackadaisically walking through and knocking all of them over.
What in the world? She's like looking for that one little spot. I think this spot I can sit in. So Matt said, why don't you go to Rotten Tomatoes and read reviews from people that gave it negative reviews?
Why don't you go to Rotten Tomatoes?
So here's what I find very interesting. I told Vernetta this earlier. I think when I read a review online that's negative, that those people are just plain trolls. And they're just they want to be assholes. Because I have not talked to really a single person that said they didn't like Avengers.
Amanda didn't.
Really?
I told you she hated it. She literally looked at me, the credits started to roll, she goes, I hated that movie.
Because of the deaths?
She's okay. Like, that's...
Well, that's... I understand that if you don't... You don't get that they're coming back.
We talk about getting emotional in some of these movies and we're surprised by what we get. Did this movie make you emotional?
Happy. I was on the edge of my seat the whole movie. I never had a moment where I felt like I was going to cry. My wife bawled.
Right.
A couple other girls went with us bawled.
Renato, you get emotional?
I'll get to that in the love
part. I mean, you got wet, but...
I did.
Okay.
I did, but I keep that moisture pocket rolling at all times, though.
First time I saw it, absolutely loved it, and nothing. I went and saw it the second time, and I was choking back tears.
Really?
When Spider-Man falls into Tony's arms, mm-hmm. I was a little bitch.
That's where my wife started.
So, it was crazy. It was so weird. I mean, I'd already seen it. Who gets more emotional the second time around? I mean, it's not Hardball. You know what I mean? So, yeah, listeners, you know what I'm talking about. Hardball, Keanu Reeves, you know, G-Baby. Yeah, it's terrible.
So, Olga G says, 1 star. I feel like I was inside Infinity so long without ending.
Wait, what? That doesn't even make sense.
So he just thinks it's too long of a movie.
Yeah, I said it was too long. Inside Infinity.
I understand that, but... That was stupid.
It was stupid.
Okay.
Probably he's probably one of those guys that posts on the Plastic Crack documentary page.
Alex says, I couldn't shake the feeling that I was indifferent towards most of what was going on in this story. The action is once again the usual CGI infested punch, shoot, flying, punch, blow up, snooze fest.
If you don't like that stuff, why are you going to the movie?
Other than because you're going to get 5 more minutes of enjoyment out of posting a stupid thing on Rotten Tomatoes.
I couldn't care less about the Vision, so his death had no impact on me.
I wanted to say that scene should have gone a little bit longer. I wanted to see the Vision just throw in a freaking mind gem pounding on Scarlet Witch. Like, I wanted him to get interrupted. You know what I mean? Could you imagine the the way he could phase and change his density? Oh, man.
He could have, like, the hardest wiener.
Oh, yeah. Just putting it to her. You know what I mean?
How old are you? Did you just say wiener?
He said wiener. He said wiener.
I have one. I can call it what I want.
Is that what you have? Go Courtney. All right, Courtney. She's a lucky girl.
He's got a wiener. He's got a wiener. He's got to go potty. Leave him alone.
She likes my wiener.
Okay.
I think. She told me she did. Back in 2004.
Ahmed says, too many plot holes, CGI mistakes, broken storyline, no proper epic introduction of Thanos, too much focus on the Guardians, not giving much screen time to some of the major characters. Why were most of the Avengers broken up? Not one time where they fought him at once.
Everything that you said is completely and utterly wrong. You are the dumbest person I've ever met in my entire life.
Because that sounds like he's describing a DC movie.
Right.
Yep. He can suck my wiener.
They didn't all fight Thanos at the same time because they were like millions of miles away from each other. I think that was pretty apparent. Tony says, we're millions of miles away from home.
I guess if they'd all been in the same room together, they could have fought him at the same time.
And they all would have died at the same time.
Yeah, but there was not a point where they were all like in the same room together.
Yasville said, gave it 0.5 star.
Only a half? Jeez.
You can do that?
Do they hate Rhodey too? Do they say they hated Rhodey too?
I haven't even seen it.
Seriously. That guy's just being funny. I like him.
Wilmark G said, this movie is so awasi.
Who?
Wussy.
A-W-O-S-E.
A-W-O-S-E.
I think maybe he was going for awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He was. But he gave it a bad review?
No, I just messed up. That was fine. Another half star by Allah.
And I didn't see it either.
Lots of plot holes. Like Doctor Strange, 14 million possibilities he saw.
Wait, how many? How many possibilities?
14 million.
God, there's two people that are wrong. Let's find out.
Oh.
If I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong.
Okay.
You're wrong, Pete. He didn't see Star-Lord snapping off about Gamora and ruining the plan. And what was Thor doing at the end of the movie, leaving all the Avengers facing Thanos while he was trying to kill Vision? Just showing up at the end of the fight was not that wasn't that far from him? I think they were forcing the ending. But they didn't make it convincing at all.
Nobody was upset about the whole Star-Lord fucking up everything in the movie.
I totally understand why he did it.
It was he was trying to defend Gamora.
It was pussy. Yeah.
Emotion.
It'll do it.
Yeah. I mean, what's punching Thanos?
I've got dyslexia.
Because you mix up 14 million with 16.
You don't have dyslexia.
I do. It's,
that's
I said,
a fine.
Yeah. I said 16,405,000.
Fine.
I told you I would accept the responsibility.
Yeah. Fine.
It's 14,605,000.
Pete, that's going to be fine.
Not 16,405,000.
Okay. So I missed the ending part. Okay. Yeah.
So what now?
It's going to have to be a fine.
What's going to have to be a fine?
Another half star. Avengers Infinity War is a super...
That's what it feels like when you tell a joke. What the fuck's going on?
A superhero movie.
What's really sad about this, Steven, is you only get two per day, and you burned them just now. We got a whole other episode to do. It's going to be a long day for you, homie.
It doesn't look like a superhero movie at all. It's more like a novel adaption dress up as a superhero movie with a convoluted plot.
Convoluted.
Overuse of CGI. Too much... That's not how he wrote it.
Convoluted?
Yeah.
What's a convoluted?
Destruction. Weak villains.
Yeah,
the villains are so
They're
weak.
Pretty weak.
Yeah, the Black Order were pretty easy to kill.
Yeah, and that includes Thanos.
Man.
He's really out of character. He's like he's trying to be noble, but he's not, and he doesn't have a clear motive.
He told you what his motive was four different times to four different characters.
Because you have to divulge your end game before you kill somebody.
He's just a big CGI generic villain, just like most of Marvel's previous villains. Some of the characters are really out of character, too. The relationship between Wanda and Vision?
What do you mean? It started...
We saw that coming in Civil War!
I was going to say it started in the last movie.
Jeez.
Gamora and Peter are bland. How anyone could ever say that Peter Quill is bland, I have no idea.
I want to strangle that guy.
The movie is also too long.
No such thing. It could still be going right fucking now, and I would still be at the movie.
Eating popcorn.
Unbathed. <Yeah. laughs> Eating popcorn, yes.
Wow.
It could be 14 or 16 million hours and I'd still watch it.
I would still be watching it.
JF gave it a 1 star. This movie exemplifies everything wrong with the modern movies and convoluted, stupendously stupid and empty plot lines, bad writing, and probably the most boring movie I've ever endured in 3 years.
Oh, I hope you get hit by a car.
A Prius, though. You don't want to kill them. If you kill them, they won't learn nothing.
I hope you end up like Rhodey in leg braces.
I can live with that.
Looking like you got pancreatic cancer. Yeah,
I can live with him being like Rhodey.
All right.
I will say one thing I did struggle with that I still can't. I know they're going to explain it, which is why wouldn't the Hulk come back?
Was it because he was shook from getting his ass whooped?
So that I have two opinions. One is that he's shook. Yeah, he was scared.
And that's kind of odd for him. He was like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
you go do what to me? No, I can't deal with this.
And then Bruce Banner running in that Hulkbuster was so good.
That was the worst CGI in the film to me. When they show him towards the end, he's got the head off, and you can just see him in the Hulkbuster. It looked horrible right in there.
Heidi, that scene really bothered her. His head just—it kind of looked like it was floating.
Yep.
Well, it's because he had his head down. He was sad. His friends just died.
No, he was looking, and it looked like his head was floating. Like they plopped it right into that.
It did look. It did look mismatched.
And that was the only part of the scene. See,
Steve, at this point, Steve's only got opinions when two other people say it. Now he'll jump in. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
You got me, Pete.
I wasn't trying to get you. I loved him. when he trips, like
he's running.
I got this, and he trips. He's pulling dirt out of his face mask.
You know, that's so another great swerve that they did though. Was there was a toy that was coming out that which was the Hulk busting out of the Hulkbuster armor.
I wanted to see that. I wanted to see him get mad and then just like when he wasn't trying. And just because it just happened. Yeah, I asked. It was just Jill or Sheree was sitting next to me. I'm like, what would happen if he turned into the Hulk in that suit?
So how funny is it though that they do that? They put a toy out. They also show him in that trailer of him running through Wakanda with the heroes
as the Hulk.
As the Hulk.
I know. That's why I don't watch trailers. Man, I say it all the time.
I'll tell you, I love that they do that to us. I love it.
I won't watch trailers because there's always something in there that a piece of it you want to see that don't ever fucking happen, and it shows way too much action. I refuse to watch trailers. When I'm in there, I'm surprised. I'm
not looking for a scene. I wish I could do that, but I personally cannot.
I can.
I can't. They're so great, I can't.
I would change the channel when a trailer comes on.
All right. So this is our Avengers review. I would say that I would like to say I'm about ready to wrap this up.
I thought we did love, did we?
Oh, yeah, we got to do our love. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah,
and I've got a question for everybody over business for Steven.
Yep. So. Love is important. I think love is important. So we definitely should hit on that.
All you need is love.
Yes.
From what I hear.
Renata, what'd you love about this movie?
Might be crazy, but when Thanos shed a tear and killed Gamora, fucking loved it.
Good scene.
Loved it. Only because when he started crying and she goes, are you crying because basically because you've been defeated because you don't love anybody but yourself. And right as she's falling over the cliff, getting ready to hit the ground, she's like, fuck, he loved me. And splat. And it was done.
It was an amazing scene.
But he doesn't mourn for himself.
Yes. When you see that tear come down his face, you're like, oh, fuck. He really did love her. And then he kills her.
It was an amazing scene.
I loved that scene.
I'm going to piggyback with Renata on this one because, let's be honest, I would just love to get on her back. I loved Thanos and felt like this movie was actually, I mean, it was Avengers Infinity War, but Thanos was the main character in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Friggin' Cable killed it, dude. He did a great job.
And he just absolutely was everything I wanted and more. You know, I wanted this badass that would just punk bitch everybody. And, you know, the scene where Iron Man is kicking the shit out of him and he says all that for a drop of blood.
Yes.
And yep. I'm like, fuck.
When he's fighting the Hulk and they start to go and Ebony Maw says, no, let him have his fun.
Yeah.
And at that point, you know, he's going to whip the shit out of him. Yeah. You know, I will say with the Gamora scene, what I didn't like about, I mean, obviously Gamora dying, I didn't like, but I didn't like how he grabbed a hold of her and she kind of fought and kind of fought. That should have been from his and all of a sudden just and gone. Like, because you gave me too much time to realize what was happening. I think it would have evoked more emotion if, you know, he's just standing and he does what he touches her face and then just pitches her instead of there being that moment where he's pulling on her arm and dragging her to the edge. But, man.
Yeah, he was that most of the time, a lot of times with villains you see where they have to kind of go back and regroup some type of way mentally or something. He was on point, though. He never got shook one fucking time. He was on point. There was nothing that shook him. There was nothing that happened where he had to go back because a lot of times the villain would leave and go back to where they came from. Then they got to go and regroup, and then they come back a little bit stronger with a different plan. He stayed on point the whole goddamn time. He didn't give a fuck who was in the room. He didn't give a fuck about what your superpower was. He had a mission. He stayed on task, and he got his mission done. Loved him.
He was a beast.
He was.
Couple great, great lines. I mean, just amazing. And, you know, there was a lot of going into this. People were, one, pissed that he didn't have his helmet on, which I was glad they gave us him in the helmet.
I don't think he needed
it. I didn't think so either. I don't care about that kind of stuff, but
theatrics is all it is.
And then the fear was, holy crap, here we go, another CGI bad guy. A whole movie of a CGI bad guy. And I didn't notice this spot that you guys did, but I felt like that whole movie he looked like he was in the room. You know, he looked like he was there and
never once I mean, other than that hand.
Yeah.
But every time I saw him, I never was never like, meh. It was always, man, it's fucking Thanos, man. Yeah.
How many times do you go to a movie like this and the villain, you love the villain. You know, you love to see that they got what they deserved. Or you're like, oh, you know, this actor played a good bad guy. But how often did you go into a movie and come out and go, that was a kick-ass villain? They wrote him very, very well. Loved him.
Anything, Steven?
I just love that they pulled it off. You know? They did it. They made this culmination of movies that led to this, and then it's like, oh my gosh, you're going to put how many characters in a movie, and they're going to try to tell a story with that? Oh, that's going to be a train wreck. And, you know, they did it. They didn't, and they gave us a bunch of cool stuff. Maybe not exactly what we were expecting, but equally as cool as to what I was expecting, even if it was a little bit different. Star Wars, you could learn from that. So
the last Avenger.
Yeah. So I just love that they did it. They was like, okay, well, it can be done, people. DC, basically, it can be done. I mean, you tried to do a Justice League movie and you couldn't handle six characters and making them good. Well, I don't know how many. Does anyone know what the actual count?
I thought it was 46.
And I thought it was in the 30s, yeah, but I don't know.
I want to say 46 was the number. Right. And I mean, obviously that counts all. I mean, because you've got Thanos in the Black Order. That's five right there. And, you know, all of the kind of the tertiary characters, the Collector who was in the movie but wasn't ever actually in the movie. Yes. You know what I mean?
I've always liked the Collector.
So, yeah.
You made a movie with a bunch of awesome characters that all demand a decent amount of screen time and a decent place in the story, and you weaved it, and you did it, and I just love that happened.
So is it true that the characters don't know how the last one is going to end? Because I've read that they don't know how the last one is going to end. Like, they kept it a secret.
Supposedly, I know that they film a couple different, they film multiple endings. It's done filming now, is my understanding. So
is that what it is? Is that they filmed different endings, but the characters don't know which one is actually going to be the one that they use.
Now, like, does Robert Downey know how it ends? Yeah. You know, I mean, but does Tom Holland know how it ends?
Oh, I love the fact that he's such a badass.
Yeah.
I love Spider-Man in these Avengers movies. I think he is a total badass. They show all of his strengths, all of his abilities. He is funny.
That kid is fun. He's Peter.
He is awesome. Even in the Spider-Man movie when he left a note, like the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man thing, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh my God, he left a note. I just love Spider-Man and this new revamped Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. What'd you love, Peter?
I'm going to go generic like I always do with this. I love the writing and the dialogue. All the little bits and pieces that connected everything and kept it flowing. I love the way they broke up the characters. I love the way they bounced from planet to planet. Every single time they changed, it seemed to make sense and it kept you interested. And then you'd almost get to the point of where, like, all of a sudden the next scene would show up and you're like, oh, that's right, they're all in this too. You know, because you'd get so enthralled in what was going on. Top to bottom, it was just some of the absolute best writing. And it's, you know, 18 movies in the works, and they did a great job. Top to bottom, it was absolutely phenomenal. And I will say, one of the scenes that I loved, and it was, and it's like the Gamora scene that I'm it's strange to love it, was the scene with Nebula. Because you're showing, you know, Marvel doesn't always get that diabolical when it comes to a villain, or the level of violence in the Marvel universe really isn't that high. Yes, shooting and punching and dying and this stuff, but that was a little bit pushed further than what Marvel normally goes.
Between the magnets,
pulling and then her apart, tearing all her pieces and parts. You know what I mean? And I mean, that level of torture is just not something you normally see in a Marvel movie. The demon dog things that came out, normally you don't see things that would be that scary in a Marvel movie. I really thought they pushed the envelope, and it was just great.
I didn't really care for them fighting the demon dogs in Wakanda. I thought that was
just a means to an end.
Yeah, I thought it was like a filler,
right?
like a, they had some extra time. I thought it was used as a filler. I wish they had been fighting a powerful set of 10 or 20 compared to a weak million of something. I just thought it was a filler, and they could have did a little bit better at that part. I'm not complaining, though. I just wish they had 8 Rhodey.
What'd you love? Just wish they had 8 Rhodey. What'd you love, Chris?
Spider-Man. Spider-Man's my favorite out of like all Marvel, but his emotional death. But like, he's just a kid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, he's just, I don't want to die.
Right. Yeah.
If I had a heart, I probably would have cried.
And he did, man. He nailed it. Yeah. I mean, he nailed it. And that's where that's where Heidi lost it.
Yeah. And what, and of that group of people who survived, Stark and Nebula, everybody else died. You know what I mean? It's holy shit.
How long do you think in the next movie they're going to be dead?
Half.
At least half, I would hope.
They're going to sprinkle. As the movie progresses, you're going to, oh my God, they survived. And they're going to keep you guessing. They're going to keep somebody back to damn near the end. It's going to come down to there being two that we're not sure which ones are going to be. And then we're going to get one and go, okay, we got him. Oh, that means the other one didn't make it. You know what I mean? I got a feeling they're going to toy with us like
Somebody's got to keep... It's got to be some more deaths at the beginning of the next one, too. There's got to be some more people dying at the beginning of the next one.
I think everybody's going to come back at once.
I didn't say they weren't.
I'm talking to Pete about what Pete was saying. Because I think what Thanos did will be undone, and then boom, everybody's just back.
Right, but we're not necessarily going to know that because
they're not all going to show up
in the same spot. You know what I mean? So I think it'll bounce a little bit. I don't think they'll give us it all at one time. I think they're going to drag it out, and they're going to try to keep us guessing. Would be my assumption.
Is Loki and Gamora actually dead? Or are they going to go when it comes when the
it depends time, on it depends on what zone. He undoes.
Yeah, that's why.
Right.
Like if this happened like the way they faded away,
mm-hmm.
if that happened as a result of him having all of the stones in the gauntlet, but those other deaths was before that, and that was just him killing somebody.
Right. Yeah.
Will they come back? Do you know what I'm saying? But Gamora has to come back, though, because there's going to be another Guardians of the Galaxy, ain't it?
Doesn't mean she got to be in it, though.
God damn it,
But I see what you're saying, because if you undo the event of the Infinity Gauntlet killing half the population, then we're not going to get them back.
Right.
But if he uses the Time Stone to go back in time, then we could get them back.
Right.
And Thor could essentially... And how far back are they going to go?
Right.
Are they gonna, I mean, they could play the game. They could go back as far as saving Asgard from Hela. I mean, who the hell knows what they're going to do? You know,
I would hope not.
Thor's whole ship can be alive again. It all depends on what that moment in time is going to be.
I hope not.
So
I hope they don't do something stupid like make it like that never happened type of bullshit. I would actually get up and walk out the theater at that point.
Well, you might be getting up and walking out because there is a ton of speculation out there, but I don't know if you've seen one of the pictures or multiple pictures that have hit, and there is a shot of Cap, Tony, and Ant-Man all standing at the Battle of New York. And Cap is wearing his original Avengers uniform.
The one like that he performed on stage in?
No. The one he had at the Battle of New York.
The original Avengers.
The first one he had one after he was a Capsicle.
The blue one.
Yeah.
The one he wore in Avengers.
The one that everybody thought was dumb, but I think is great.
Okay.
I think it's great without the helmet.
I love the helmet.
The helmet looks retarded.
Regardless, so this picture is out there, and they have, they all are wearing these things on their hands. And so you're looking at a scene where Ant-Man is standing with Tony Stark and Captain America at the Battle of New York. He wasn't even Ant-Man at the time.
No.
Well, they're jumping back in time anyways, because the Captain Marvel movie will be back in time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's... I've heard 80s, but then I've heard 90s. But we've seen Nick Fury with two eyes and hair.
Hair.
And is it going to be fun. Is it a big afro?
Yeah. Not big one.
But it's an afro. It's a half. Like, I mean,
it's a half-ro?
Yeah.
So, which I think is kind of cool. It's going to be
yep.
a period piece.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about is, I mean, we're talking time. That picture indicates time travel. You know, so it's going to be interesting, but I think what you were saying you don't want to see, and let's be honest, if they write it well, you're not even going to care. But what they're now, could that picture be a total swerve from them?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I mean, they'll do it.
What did you what do you think was on their hands? What did you mean by that?
My guess would be some kind of time displacement thing, something that makes it so they can go back in time and not they do doesn't affect the time stream or something along those.
Something they probably made on Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Wakanda. No, the Uganda.
Wakanda. Kamala. Yeah, on Wakanda.
Yeah.
So the next thing that is, I actually, this has been confirmed. People are like, well, where is Thanos now? You know, you get that scene where he's in this, you know, little hut looking over the, well, he's actually in the soul gem, which is in the comics. That's what that gem was, one of its abilities. It could take you, you know, I could point at Peter and suck him right into the soul gem. And it was this place then that was, it was somewhat like a prison, but it was almost like a utopian, like heaven, like a
paradise kind of.
Yes.
Thing. Okay.
And so what I'm thinking is all those people that,
it's like a vagina,
faded away,
got sucked into,
it's like
it.
Paradise, but also a prison. Sometimes.
Y'all keep him around because this is his equipment, right? I'm not,
we're starting to think $1,000 iPad might be a good investment. So.
If you do a Kickstarter, I'll contribute.
Vernetta, you do know that while you may be the favorite part of the show, you know who the second favorite host of the show is?
Jeremy DeWitt. Third place, Kyle Moore.
So. Steve has fans reaching out to him.
Are they death threats?
No. They love him.
He's saying,
I mean, they live in homes. They live in homes.
He's that lovable guy that always acts really dumb. He's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So it'll be interesting.
Reality gem.
It'll be interesting to see what the next movie brings us. I'm super excited for it, and it will be interesting. You know, there's people that are talking and saying, well, Thanos isn't going to be the bad guy in it. There's something else going to come along that's going to be worse than Thanos.
Like what? Jesus? Is Jesus coming?
That's going to be the result of him doing what he did.
Oh, like he created something.
Realistically, if you look at the statistics, I think that if the rapture came, that would be more than half the population. Therefore, Jesus would be a bigger serial killer than Thanos.
Yeah.
On Earth, but Thanos got the universe.
Right, but how many Christians are there in the universe? That's kind of a just here thing, Trav. Everybody else in the universe most likely would be gone as well.
Quit it. I'm going to have to go say some Hail Marys.
But I didn't see anybody that was out in space die, though. Did anybody die out there? I don't remember.
Yeah, Loki. Yeah.
No. Yeah. After he got gauntlet together.
Everybody that was with Stark.
Yeah, they were all.
Nebula.
Oh, yeah. Except for Nebula. Yeah.
All right, so wonderful movie. We're going to recommend you go see it. Does anybody have some parting? Peter, go
for
it.
I have a question for Steven. I want to know what you're feeling, being the cap guy that you are. Are you, A, disappointed that in some way, shape, or form, he didn't get his shield back, a standard shield? And what did you think of what they did in its place?
I thought it was pretty cool. I want to see him with his regular shield back, but I think that moment is coming in the next movie. And unlike Star Wars, they didn't kill my favorite character, so there's still a chance of that happening. So I'm fine with it. All right.
I was just curious, because I felt, I was like, man, that's really cool, God, but it's not his shield. And you know what I mean?
No, they need to have that moment.
Throw and,
well, not only that, they need to have that moment where Tony gives it back to him.
Does Tony still have it, you think?
Well, that's where he left it. He said, it's not your shield, that's my dad's. Yeah. And he says, you're right. And he
gave
away.
It to him.
That's not your ball, that's my dad's. Oh my
God. I didn't kill him, Bucky did. Be nice.
And that scene has the potential to make me cry.
Yeah,
when he gets his shield back, oh, that's going to be crazy emotional.
Because we haven't seen those two back together yet, and that's right. That's one of the things I'm so happy that's in the next movie.
Tony had been wanting to at least send him a text message, but you guys remember how long it takes to text on a phone like that?
On a QWERTY board,
so hitting that 7-3 times.
No, that's not a QWERTY board. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So, but All right, wrapping up our Infinity War Avengers 3. Crazy huge thanks, of course, to Vernetta and Hobby Lobby Chris Middlecamp for coming out and expressing their views with us today. Appreciate Steven trying to appreciate the African-American culture and failing miserably, because that's funny for everybody. So you guys go see this movie if you haven't already. I get it. I hope that some things came up in life that made you busy that were good things and not bad things. This is great. There's no reason to avoid going to see it. Check it out. You'll absolutely enjoy it. We're looking forward to Infinity War Part 2, which will be Avengers 4. We're looking forward to Captain Marvel. I know the least about this character than I do any of the other villains and heroes and what have you. So it's going to be a good time. Of course, for your host, Stephen Bisciotti, co-host Travis Bowles, I am Pete McCarthy. And until next time, we'll see you guys in the concession aisle.